$30,000 in taxes saved for a client of mine recently simply by knowing some strategies to shift some income around and do things smarter on his financials, do things smarter on his tax return so that ultimately he ended up paying less to the government. We're going to talk through today exactly what I did to help this client, some particulars in his situation that I know are relevant. And I think you're going to be interested to see how it really just takes a partner helping you through these things to make some really big wins and how important that is to your business. Let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going. I have a client that historically has had issues with excess basis in his company. What is that? When you have an S corporation, which he did, you have to make sure that you don't pull out too much money out of the business. You can only pull out so much. And it's essentially a calculation of the income coming in, the amount of money you're taking out as distributions, and sometimes adding money back in. Because let's face it, sometimes business owners, it requires an influx of cash when maybe it's a lower season, slower season, that sort of thing. And essentially that balance rolls over year after year so that you have what I like to refer to as a savings account, where this balance accumulates over time and you should end up having a positive balance that you can pull on, whether it's personal expenses that you have or taxes that you need to pay, that sort of thing. You can pull from that account and use it to fund personal expenses because it's essentially the money that you've made, the profit, the earnings of your company. This particular client had been struggling with taking too much money out of his company for a few years. And so we had been working on that and we're working together to rectify that situation. While that was going on, he'd actually started a second company. They did very similar things, but one was a franchise. He had to have a new entity as a result. And then the old one, where it had some equity, some basis issues in it, was a company he'd had for years. So the company he'd had for a really long time, we were working together on an ongoing basis to wind that company down. And we knew that over the course of another year or two, that company was going to go away. He was going to fully transition into the new entity that was partnered up with a franchise. And that was really going to ultimately be the only company that he had. As we were partnering together with winding down this old company, we were talking about the fact that he had this issue, this basis issue that was going to create long-term capital gains. Essentially, if you take too much out of your business, you end up having to pay capital gains on that amount, which is sometimes 0% if you're not making very much money, 15% or 20%. He was going to pay 20% taxes based on his income that he had. And we were talking about how to handle this excess basis and reduce his tax as much as possible. We went back and forth. We had a bunch of conversations on it. And as we discussed these things, I realized that the old company had actually paid quite a few expenses for this new company. And we drilled down. I got a really good understanding of what it was for. They had essentially done work for the new company. And if you think about this as if he had done this work for a third party, let's just say he's in construction So let's just say he had a general contractor come to him and ask him to help on parts of building this house because he's in residential home construction, custom homes. And if he was to do this work for this third party, he would end up having margin on it. He would have profit on that amount and he would charge it to that other person. He would make money, get cash into the company for his efforts, for his work. So as we got to talking, I said, can you not do that to your new business? Because you have done work for that new business. And if it was a third party, you would mark it up a normal market, right? Like you would anyone else. And then that way you actually end up having the cost covered that were in your old company, as well as a little bit of margin to create some additional income. Is that reasonable? What would the markup be? If you know anything about construction, I happen to know quite a bit about construction. My dad is actually a custom home builder, and I have quite a few clients in the construction industry. And so I know quite a bit about the industry and the various ways that they do their pricing. And this particular client does cost plus. Cost plus is where you had a cost, a hard cost to you for your materials and other things that take place, other subcontractors, et cetera. And then you mark it at a certain amount pretty much every time. There's usually a window of what that markup is. For this particular client, he would do cost plus, and that plus percentage would be 30%. So his margin was 30% on the cost of the job. So we got to talking about it, and I asked him, is that what you would charge somebody else? He said, yeah, absolutely. I said, well, if we acted like it was a third party and you marked it up as if it was a third party, would that make sense? And do we have the cash to be able to move the things around that need to be moved around? And he said he did. So the other key piece of information that you have to know about this is their method of accounting was accrual accounting. I could talk a lot about a whole bunch of details on this, but sometimes accrual accounting makes a whole lot more sense than cash basis accounting. Cash basis is essentially where when money is deposited into your account is income, when it goes out is expenses. It's pretty simple. Accrual is much more complex than that. And depending on the situation, depending on the scenario, it can make sense to utilize accrual instead of cash. Cash basis is the norm for the majority of small businesses. My guess is that's how you do your accounting. And it really typically only makes sense to convert to accrual basis as you get larger. And that's a whole other conversation. Maybe I'll do another episode on that soon. It's not something that you can go back and forth on. And there is a methodology to it. You have to get approval from the IRS, et cetera. So he was already on accrual basis because at this point, the prior year's over. And so if we had to move the cash to cover this cost, it wouldn't have been possible, right? Because that's what's required for cash basis. We worked through all these details and determined that was the best way to do it. And essentially what ended up happening, we had a balance between the two companies, right? There was a loan in between the two companies on the balance sheet. So we wiped out both the receivable as well as the payable on the corresponding entities. And then essentially what happened was, is the old entity that had performed the work and was doing all the stuff for the new entity invoiced the new entity for the work and the materials and all the things, and then marked it up 30%. So we ended up creating additional income in that old entity and an additional cost, an additional expense in the new entity. It was very much a wash when it came to his overall income and expenses between the two entities. The difference was in the old entity, it created enough profit that it eliminated altogether the excess distributions that he had taken, thereby getting rid of the capital gains as a result. It ended up saving him more than $30,000 between federal and state. It was like $37,000 that he ultimately saved as a result of doing this one shift, this one thing. And it was such a big lesson because the reality is you have to have a partner that can help think through these things. Unfortunately, just like doctors and dentists and lawyers and Heck, landscapers for that matter, sitting here watching the landscapers across the street mow yard.
They're not all created equal.
There is distinct differences between what you get from different providers. And to assume that all CPAs or tax preparers are created equal would really be a disservice to you and, frankly, to them. So the reality is you need someone in your business thinking through these things so that when things arise in the business and you have some kind of oddity in your financial, some sort of oddity on your tax return, that you can walk through that, make the correct adjustments, and ultimately reduce your overall taxes. Had he and I not been in an ongoing tax advisory engagement, working together throughout the year, it's possible that would have never come up simply because we were not engaged throughout the year. That is one of the things that in my tax advisory engagement is that we work together on a 12-month recurring basis. We talk multiple times a year. We prepare the taxes. We're looking at the financials, going through them, answering questions, and making sure that you are armed with knowledge in your business. It's honestly such a huge advantage because what I find is that the old way of doing things in the industry is that most tax preparers, accountants, CPAs, talk to you potentially once a year, maybe not even that much. And so it would be the same thing as if you go into the dentist and maybe you get your teeth cleaned and the hygienist makes sure they're nice and polished. She does the whole flossing thing and cleans all the plaque off, whatever. Like it makes it look really good. But unfortunately, that particular day, the dentist was not in the office or the dentist was in a procedure with somebody else doing like a root canal. I'm not sure. But doing something that they had to be working on that other patient and could not come in and see you. Then you don't go to the dentist again for another 6 months. And then when you show up 6 months later, you see the dentist and the dentist says, oh my gosh, you have this issue and you've had it for a while. But because I didn't see you last time, I wasn't able to notice it. I wasn't able to correct it. And now it's a lot worse. That is literally the same thing as not talking to your CPA all year long. It's if you own a business, if you're not talking to your CPA throughout the year, that's a problem. Because your CPA is going to see blind spots that you just can't see. Not because you're not intelligent, not because you don't know what you're doing when it comes to running your business, simply because you're not an accountant. You're not a tax person. You don't understand how all of these things come together. And frankly, you shouldn't know all those things. Do you need to know some basics, some foundational things, arm yourself with enough knowledge to where you can understand what's happening in your business? Yes. But to know at the level of detail to come up with savings like I did for my client in the amount of about $37,000, that isn't something that most likely you're going to have the skill set for. And that's okay. That's why you partner with the right people in your business so that they can see it and keep you from making big mistakes that you just don't even realize that you're making. It was really very cool. It was honestly very exciting for me. I love being able to save clients significant money like this and making a difference in their lives. And that's really what it's all about, is this stuff makes a difference in your life. This is your livelihood. This is your business. This is your family that gets to reap the rewards of the business. So why not maximize the amount of money that you are bringing home? So if you're not having conversations like this with your CPA or tax preparer, I'd love to chat with you and see if there's a way for us to help. If there is, we can definitely talk through what that would look like. It's just a free 30-minute discovery call for me to know whether or not I can help. The link is in the show notes. I would love to go through that, have a conversation with you, and see if there's some opportunity to improve your overall financial strategy and build your wealth. And also, if you have an opportunity to leave me a review in the show, in iTunes and the Apple Podcast or in Spotify or wherever it is that you're listening, it really does make a big difference on other people being able to get the word out and learn about small business finance and simplify the things that they need to know about their business finances. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your reviews. I appreciate you showing up every week and listening. And then when I get to actually talk to you, the listener, it honestly warms my heart so much. So when you do make a call, it's so cool because I'm able to get that feedback and realize that the things that you're listening to every week really do matter. It just warms my heart, makes me so happy. So thank you. Thank you for showing up. And I cannot wait until next time.